allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so the first thing that I want to do is welcome our new board members. We have Mr. Mowat and Mr. Pratt and Mrs. Newell. We certainly appreciate your time and joining us on our board. I think that you'll fit in just great with all the rest of this crazy piece. So thank you for stepping up to take one of these positions. Really appreciate it. I also just want to continue thanking staff members, all personnel of the school district, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and whatnot that are keeping everyone in school, keeping our kids in front of the students. I think it's really important. And hopefully we get through the rest of the week. You guys get through the rest of the week without anything major going on so that you can take a much-deserved rest. Anybody have any other comments, board members? Okay. We will move right on to Mr. D.
All right. So I'm just going to speak real briefly on the issues we ran up against last week. I would like to make sure I point out that Mr. Burgess and Mrs. Lindberg really did a fantastic job dealing with the situation. Our SRO, Mr. Cassatino, did an outstanding job stepping in, speaking with students, speaking with parents. It's always unfortunate when things that happen here on campus kind of take on a life of their own, vastly discrepant from what actually occurred on social media. Unfortunately, that's what occurred, and we were kind of left to address some of those things that popped up on social media. Taking the day for everyone to take a step back on Friday, I think, helped calm the waters a little bit. Certainly, this is something, in any time that there's a perception of a threat or fear, we need to be notified immediately, and reaching out to the right parties is forever important. So reaching out to school administration, reaching out to law enforcement, rather than posting things on social media. We can't correct things, we can't address things, and we can't fix things when they're posted there instead of going to the right people. So for those that did come to forward, speak to myself, speak to our administrative staff, thank you. We greatly appreciate it. It did help us be able to move forward. So again, it's one that I'm not happy played out, but it did, and the people that were involved really helped to settle the water. So big thanks goes out to each of those folks. Piece of good news. Today, I had the opportunity to speak to some folks called Beyond Words. It is a grant application that I submitted about 2 weeks ago to help cover some of the costs associated with re-outfitting our high school library, whose collection we lost in totality when we had the water damage back August, about a year and a half ago. I'm pleased to announce that they gave us their largest grant, which was $20,000. Nice. So it'll help defer a little bit of that cost. So a big thanks goes out to the Beyond Words grant folks. And sometime following the Christmas recess, the folks from Dollar General who are behind that grant will be coming out, the general manager, to meet with me and do a check presentation. So that'll be pretty exciting. It's nice to have the opportunity to put those funds into our general fund to help cover some of those costs. Just today, the governor announced a test-to-stay protocol for New York State. And again, that came without any conversation with schools, so none of us really know what it is she's got planned. She made a couple of comments in reference to all families receiving two test kits. I'm not sure where they're going to come from. We can't even access them to test people, but hopefully that's forthcoming. I do anticipate that at some point, hopefully over the next week or so, we get some additional guidelines and guidance from the governor's office so that we can move forward with the implementation of Test to Stay. Here, we've really limited the number of people that we have been putting on quarantine, and we've been able to do that because we're very fortunate, in particular at the elementary school, that most of our students are at least 6 feet apart, and our quarantines on buses have been somewhat limited as well. Certainly, they've gone down significantly since the start of the school year. But this is something we're looking forward to getting more information on, and hopefully any way we can keep more students in school on a daily basis, it only benefits the learning environment. A couple of last things I just want to mention quickly. I'm excited tonight. We've got a couple of really good things on the agenda. First is our merger with Granville, proposed merger with Granville for football and other sports as they pop up. We've been talking about this for quite some time. Our athletic committee supports that, and I look forward, hopefully, to the board approving that merger as we move ahead. And then secondly, an addendum to the CSEA contract. As you're all well aware, we've been discussing for months. We've been struggling to keep, recruit and retain CSEA employees because of salary. And we're looking at adding $1.50 an hour to the base salary for each of our CSEA folks starting in January of this year, which will increase their salary. And over the next couple of years of the contract, move them up to our lowest earners up over $15. So hopefully that makes a big difference with our recruitment and retention of staff. So that's all I have.
Well, okay. Board and staff report. Treasurer's report.
Yes, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the treasurer's report as well as documentation that is stipulated in the agenda.
Do we have a motion for that to accept that treasurer's report?
So
moved. Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Items requiring board action.
The approval of board minutes. You've each received a copy of the board minutes from November 15 in your packets. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve those minutes.
Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, thank you. Do we have a second?
Second,
Mrs. Arquette. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Approval of audit and finance minutes.
Yes, the last audit and finance meeting of November was November 15. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve those minutes.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. LaChapelle. Second. Thank you, Heather. Mm-hmm. Do we have a second? Do we have a second on the approval for the audit minutes?
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Approval of CSE CPSE minutes.
Can we go back to financial statement audit?
Oh, bottom. Sorry.
No worries.
So where do you want to be?
Page 3. Sorry, I missed it. Financial statements and audit.
Yes, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the audit. The audit was a little bit later than it usually is this year. Our auditor was suffering some of the same problems that we were with staffing, but it's finally been completed. We received a very clear audit. So a big thank you goes out to Mrs. Langvin and her staff for their hard work. So I would like to recommend the board take action to approve that audit.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve the audit?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve.
Mr. Dudley, thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Mrs. Newell, thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay.
CSE, CPSE minutes. Mr. Montville has been busy with meetings on October 20, November 22, and November 30. I would like to recommend that the board take action to approve the minutes of those meetings.
Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Arquette. Any discussion? How are you doing, Mr. Montville?
much better health-wise.
Good. And how are we doing with this? Good?
Yes.
Good. Glad to hear. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Oh, I don't know.
CSEA proposed contract change.
Yes, as mentioned in my comments, I'm happy to present to the board the recommended changes to the CSEA contract. We'd be leaving years 22, 23, and 23-24 alone. It's already stipulated in the contract that they would receive 3% increases, but I would like to recommend that for the remainder of the 21-22 school year, beginning January 1st of 22, each of the CSEA employees and those covered by the contract receive a $1.50 per hour base increase.
Perfect. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Do we have any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, the budget calendar. Each of you have the budget calendar in front of you for the 22-23 budget, which is unbelievably getting ready to get that started here very shortly. You see the dates that are attached, and I would like to recommend the board take action to approve those dates.
Do we have a motion to approve those dates?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, thank you. Do we have a second?
Second,
Mrs. Arquette. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Appointments. Is there any opposition to taking both of these together?
Yes. Please keep Rachel separate, please.
That makes more sense.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve Rachel Waters as mentor to Rhonda Becker for the 21-22 school year. She'd be compensated at the WTA contract amount.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
I'll second, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? I'm excusing myself from that vote, Heather. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And I'd also like to recommend the board take action to appoint to a provisional appointment Mary Ellen Ellis to the position of head bus driver effective December 1st, 2021.
Do we have a motion to approve Mrs. Ellis?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second,
Mr. Pratt, thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I would like to address a resignation. We have a resignation letter from Mr. Aaron Reed from the position of cleaner, effective December 14 of 2021, and I would like to recommend the board take action to accept that resignation.
Do we have a motion to approve the resignation?
So moved.
Mrs. Newell, yours is first, and then second, Mrs. Arquette. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We have a transportation contract with BOCES that's approved on a yearly basis for the district shuttle for the CTE program, which is Career and Technical Education. That contract amount is $689 for the year. And I would like to recommend the board take action to approve that contract.
And do we have a motion to approve that contract?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Mowat, thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We do have one change order that I'd like to recommend to the board. We have a change order, actually not from Tetra Tech, it's from TBS. TBS is the company that we utilize to help with the electronics of our HVAC systems here in the district. That change order exceeds my approval amount, which is $30,000. So we have that here on the board agenda. That change order is in the amount of $43,000. Those funds are still inside of the contractual amount that we have outlined for the building project.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve that change order?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. LaChapelle. Do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Pratt. Any discussion?
Have we got a total on change orders on the project?
Not off the top of my head, but we do have ongoing.
Right?
Yeah, we do have ongoing totals, and we're still well within the amount of change order allocation in the contract. And we're nearing the end of the contract right now.
But we've got to be close to a couple $100,000 now in just changes, right?
At least.
At least.
Yeah. Just in changes above and beyond.
Yep.
And the form here, it says that, you know, the contract has changed, whatever, provide a detailed description, but they've got one sentence here, provide labor and material to control new automatic dampers. Did they not figure in labor and material when they bid it the first time?
I think what ended up occurring, this would have, correct me if I'm wrong, I think what ended up occurring, the damper system up at the elementary school failed. And it wasn't something that we anticipated occurring as part of this project. It was something we were planning on pushing out into phase two. So this was work that needed to occur to address the problems now and also be able to work with the proposal that we have coming forth with the elementary boiler project. So that way the new dampening system is going to work with the system that we're proposing putting in the future.
So to be clear, this is above and beyond.
Yes, this is outside of the scope, but within the dollar amount.
Okay.
And are those funds already allocated prior to this project?
Like yes.
Where does the additional funds come from?
Anytime a municipal agency or a school contracts to do work, there are contingency funds that are outlined specifically right inside of the contract under each of the different construction portions of the budget. So there's HVAC, there's electrical, there's plumbing, etc. So there's money's allocated.
This won't cause something else to suffer.
It will not. No. The monies are there for these sorts of things that are unforeseen. We've had multiple where we've opened up a wall and found asbestos that needed to be removed. We had the money for that. We've opened up a wall to put something in, and there was a chase already there. Things needed to be moved. So, yeah, that's written into the contract by our architects.
Okay. Lori, would you just get us a total of the
change order?
Yeah, you could just.
I'll send it out to everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, as I shared in my previous Friday notes, we have. We'll call them vintage boilers up at the elementary school.
I liked that word.
And as part of phase two of our project, we are looking at doing a boiler replacement up at the elementary school that will actually allow us to heat the building appropriately. We're looking at utilizing some of our CRESA ESSER II money in the amount of $902,000, as well as our ARP ESSER money is in the amount of $330,000. These dollar amounts at this point we are not locked into. This is kind of a worst case scenario. So we're looking at an approval on the dollar amounts, which will not cost taxpayers anything. However, we need board approval so that we can have our contractors and our architects go to bid on this project.
Okay. So this is before the bid?
Yes.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do we have a motion for that, for the agreement?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, thank you. Do we have a second?
Second,
Mrs. Arquette. Thank you. Any discussion, questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And kind of going hand in hand with that, a motion to approve Tetra Tech with the project numbers listed to be able to move forward with a boiler replacement, as well as our building condition survey from which we do construction, repair, and renovation planning now and into the future.
Do we have a motion for that? Or do we have a motion for that approval?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, thank you. Do we have a second?
Second,
Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, we have some disposals. We have some outdated library books from the elementary school that we are looking at disposing, those that have value. We would put on Auctions International those that may not could be donated. So with that said, I'd like to recommend the board take action to allow us to dispose of those outdated library books.
Motion for the disposals. Mr. Pratt, do you have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Mowat. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And lastly, after going back and forth for a couple of years, we, as I had mentioned, have met with the Granville Athletic Committee meeting, and we would like to put forth to the board the recommendation to approve the football merger between our school districts. Again, all football mergers, any athletic mergers, are looked at on a year-to-year basis. We're not entering into an ongoing contract, so we make sure that it works for both districts. But at this point, both athletic committees as well as our student athletes feel that this is the best thing to do to move forward with our football program.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Ooh, got them all. We'll give it to Mr. LaChapelle.
It's a good thing, though.
Also, our athletic committee met with the athletic directors and Mr. D as well, and Chris represented the board for us, too. So if anyone had any questions, we would direct them to him.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay. Before we adjourn, I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year, and we'll see each other in January. Do we have a motion to adjourn? Everyone wants to stay.
So moved.
Okay, Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt, I think it was.
Yep.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.